Welcome back to another episode of the Habitual Sinners podcast, episode 5 here. I'm back in school, so we're back on Zoom. No more in person
Yeah, that was
podcast
crazy,
for a
wasn't
while.
it?
But hope you guys enjoyed that one because it was a lot of fun to make. But yes, we're back. Another episode this week. This week our topic is actually coming in from a listener, part of the community. Shout out John Kearney, teammate of mine, good dude, great guy. He asked on our Instagram page, DM'd us and asked if we could talk about some of our prayer habits and like prayer habits in general and like how we pray, how like when do we pray, and is there like a certain style that we choose? You know, like just pretty much everything about prayer and just get a conversation going on this. So as always, if you guys have anything to say, chime in on, leave it in the comments, subscribe to the YouTube and the channel anywhere you can find podcasts. And yeah. So Shane,
All right, let's get it started.
here we go.
All right, so when I started to look into prayer, I kind of the first place I looked to, being the good traditionally Catholic boy that I am, was to the Lord's Prayer. And in all honesty, right, like not even as not so much Catholicism, but all, Christians, I think it's a good basis for prayer. And it's a prayer everybody knows. I mean, I think pretty much every Christian could probably recite this off the top of their head. But the Lord's Prayer is originally, Jesus gives us the Lord's Prayer during his Sermon on the Mount, right? So, however you want to look at it, but one of his, capstone sermons, right? He's really, I mean, preaching to the masses here, laying out, theology and laying out the right way to live. And he gives us a template for prayer. He gives it to us in Luke and Matthew. You can go read it for yourself in Luke 11 and Matthew 6. And as I was actually reading this, what I realized was that the Lord's Prayer that I've memorized actually is very old. It comes from the Tyndale Bible in 1526, and the exact version that I have memorized is from the Book of Common Prayer in 1549. That might be a Catholic thing, I don't really know, but that's the one I memorized. It actually took me a while to find the one that I've memorized. But I'll go ahead and I'll read it. I think it'd be worthwhile to maybe discuss through this a little bit, because this is the template for prayer Jesus gives us himself. And then we can talk about how we use this and how we, pray off the cuff or whatever. So from the Tyndale Bible, 1526, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Now, if you pull it out of your Bible, unless you're reading from a 1526 version, you're going to read something a little more along the lines of, so this is from Matthew 6, and this is the New International Translation. So, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And just to add in there that some later manuscripts add onto the end of that, for yours is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. Amen. So that's what Jesus gave us as prayer. I think, I mean, what are your thoughts? I think most everything I read was right, and the way I kind of understood it was that's a good prayer to pray, but it's also, a bit of a template for us to follow as well.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I've always taken it. It's like Jesus has given us this prayer because it's like obviously it's the beginning of a new religion to, known to man, and there's really no template, in the Old Testament on how to on how to pray like in this new way. So Jesus is giving this to his followers as like a template. Like this covers everything, that is important in prayer, and it's a good step-by-step way to just to get in communication with God. But yeah, like I it's always just been a template and should be expanded on. And not saying that like it shouldn't be prayed or it doesn't have its meaning or its time or anything, but I think it's a really good template for us to formulate our own prayers off of.
Yeah, and I think, it hits a bit of everything in the prayer. So I if someone who's listening, their Instagram looks like mine, they get a lot of Cliff Kenchel. I'm butchering the last name. I'm so sorry, but he's not going to listen to this. But anyway, he's a pastor, and he goes. You'll see a lot of his videos. He's on college campuses, and he's
Oh, got it.
engaging with students.
Yeah.
And so he actually broke down the Lord's Prayer, and I thought he did a pretty good job. So I'm just going to hit the high notes. So he hits. It starts with Our Father. So, his take on that, right? It's not some cosmic ogre, to quote him. It's our Father who loves us, protects us, and has our best interests in mind, in heaven. So he's not a material being, not God in a box. He is in heaven, and he's bigger than we can grasp. Hallowed be your name. So we should be awestruck. We should express his profound glory and our respect for him. So, as we start our prayer, right, we should, and we don't necessarily have to go, Our Father, thou art in heaven, but we should be acknowledging that we are talking to, right, our father figure, and we should be expressing our awe and our giving our glory to him in the prayer. Any
Yeah.
thoughts?
No, I really thought that was very well broken down.
I thought he put that well.
Yeah.
So he continues. So give us our daily bread. So we thank him for all that goes in that's needed for our daily nourishment and sustainment. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. He references Matthew 18 here, the parable of the unmerciful servant, when he kind of explains this out. But essentially, be forgiving of others, right? Especially because God is so forgiving of us that we need to be forgiving of others, and we should be praying that, right? If
Yeah.
we're praying for God's forgiveness, we should also, recognize that we need to forgive others. And in a prayer, right? Like that's something we can pray of too. Like, help me forgive this person, because a lot of times forgiveness isn't necessarily easy. Lead us not into temptation. Don't believe the devil's lies, and deliver us from evil, which is acknowledging that, yes, the devil is very real. He's very cunning. And God, help me, right? Fill me with your words so that I rebuke the devil, in all ways, shapes, and forms. So my question for you, Kyle, is do you follow the template, or do you kind of wing it, or are there times where you do and times where you don't? I'm all over the place.
Yeah, I feel like I know like when I pray before my day and then like at the end of my night, it doesn't so much follow the template. I mean, like I give thanks, obviously, and like at night I'll, like confess the things that I feel like I didn't do properly during the day, and ask for forgiveness and like just like ask, a little bit of stuff that's on my mind. But in the morning it's more so just like asking for guidance throughout the day and like offering up like any anxiety or really not even just anxiety, but like everything I feel, like my like the happiness, the sadness, everything, like just inviting God to share that with me and to like really walk closely with me in that. And I think that just really helps me get into a good headspace before I start my day. But no, I wouldn't say that I check the box, like in my head, like, oh, I hit that. Like I don't follow the template much in those scenarios.
So I think I'm definitely a little different. So in the mornings, I do think I follow the temp. Actually, I know I do, at least as of recent when I started, I guess within the past couple months, really. I think I kind of got the breakdown of the Lord's Prayer, and I was like, well, I'm gonna start doing this. And at first it was, I would literally be praying in the morning and I would go, Our Father thou art in heaven. Okay, God of creator. Like I would go step by step and make my own prayer out of the Lord's Prayer. Now I think it kind of comes naturally, right? I kind of hit all the high points as I go. But I think my morning prayer is more of a structured prayer in the sense of I'll follow, the structure of the Lord's Prayer and work, prepare for my day that way, right? At least for me, like the morning prayer is prepping myself to go out into the world and to hopefully, if I can have a conversation with somebody, God guide me in this conversation. Lord knows I'm an idiot human, speak through me if it is your will, right? That kind of deal. And then yeah, like you said, my evening prayer tends to be, forgive me of all the mistakes, because I made quite a few today. What about throughout your day?
So throughout my day, no, like I don't like throughout my day, if I'm praying, it's like for like, hey, this is going on right now, and I just pray for, let me handle this the right way or guide me on how I can handle this the best way. Or I don't, for me, it's almost just a way to get like reset my mind too. Like if I feel like if I'm spinning, like something I do, I probably look crazy walking around campus doing this. But like if I'm like stressing about something or like I can't, like I realize I can't focus in class or whatever, because I just start like just spamming Hail Marys, like as just like just to like get just because it recenters my mind. I think of like hey, like he's got you, and so that's something I do. But no, like I wouldn't say that
Do you have a rosary? Do you pray
I
a
do have a
rosary?
rosary. It's actually right here, right?
Nice.
I do pray the rosary.
Dude, I think my rosary is still at mom and dad's house.
Yeah, I think it is. I sort of find all of them, and I ended up just buying one because I didn't want to wait for her to get it down to me. But I
I
started
got you.
praying the rosary because I started going to adoration in the spring at the local chapel on
Okay.
Wednesday nights. So I started going there, and I don't know, I like praying the rosary. I know it's scripted, and like sometimes it gets like a little monotonous, but I think that's like some of the beauty in it, is it like you're really having to force, not force just, but check yourself constantly to make sure that you're like in the spirit, and so like something a friend of mine on campus actually had me do was like, because you say so many Hail Marys in this thing, is that like changing the words on it. So it's like instead of saying sinners, when you like pray for sinners now and at the time of our death, like throw someone's name out there that you care about. So it's like, so I'd like, for instance, be like, pray for Shane now and at the time of his death, amen. Or pray for mom, something like that. And like I enjoy doing that because it's just like, I don't know, it, but
I
I do
like
like the
that.
rosary.
No, I like that. Yeah, I've been actually thinking about meaning. I know right where it's at. I got like
It's on that little wood shelf thing
that little
underneath the
wooden box thing.
what is it, the statue of Moses that's by Kelsey's room in the corner of the hallway right there.
Nah, 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 nah. I've got, the little, everybody listening, sorry, we're going on a tangent. The little box with the sports on top with like our name and a
Oh
star. We kept
it's
like
in
little
there.
collectible type things in. Yeah, it's in there. I just got to figure out where that's at.
I think it's still in your room.
I'll have to look. But anyway,
But yeah.
side topic. Yeah, I think there's worth in all that stuff. I think if I'm praying throughout my day, sometimes I don't do it so much, which hearing you talk about it, it like hits me like, duh, like why am I not doing that? Like when I'm stressed out or having like tough situations and I
Yeah.
don't just say a quick prayer. Like I don't know why I'm not.
I
Like
know.
that
I try to
makes
be
too much
better in it.
sense.
I know. I
Makes
try to be better in it, and it's like, I don't know.
what I tend to do, which I don't even know, like I don't even know if this is like the right thing to do, because like maybe this falls on judging people, but like all the time, like I'll see somebody and I'll just be like, God, like touch them today, like if they need to touch them.
Not that that's
And
judging somebody.
yeah, I don't know, I
You're
don't
praying.
know, I don't know. Sometimes I feel weird when I do it, right? Like sometimes I'll see somebody, you know, like wearing a cross necklace and they look like, you know, they might be having a rough day, and I'll pray for them, just like real
Bro, that's
quick.
like the epitome of being like a good Christian. That's bearing fruit. What are you
I
talking about?
don't know, bro. Just saying it out loud, it felt
Kids getting
goofy.
ashamed for praying for others' goodwill, just random strangers. But okay, yeah, pat yourself on the back.
All right. I don't know. It felt weird. I don't know. I mean, at least, okay, so in my mind, which, right, like this probably isn't right, but like in my mind, I'm like, on what authority am I praying for other people? Like, I feel like I need to figure myself out first, but then, like, I know that's not the right way to think about it. But then I think that's still, you know, some of what I fall into. But
Yeah, but like you're not asking God to like let you fix them. You're
true.
like you're doing, yeah, that's nothing but like a servant asking his, master to like help. You're going to
Nah.
the bigger power.
Nah, I'm getting you. I got you. I got you.
I
Yeah, I don't know.
know.
That's at least as
That's a
of
beautiful thing to do, I think.
at least as of re that's what I've been. I don't
You just
know,
made
like
me feel bad about myself. I'm over here just praying for
that's
myself all day and
what I've been
throwing
finding
up prayers
myself
for
doing
strangers.
like quite a bit recently. Just I'll be walking and I'll be like, you know, God, like I don't know what's going on with them, but they look like they're having a bad day, you know, lift them
Yeah.
up, something like that.
Not right on, dude.
But that's a lot of what my daily prayer looks like. I definitely, one thing to touch back on my morning prayer, because I think it is very important to set up your day, especially with prayer, right? Like I'd get into the word. I read the book every morning. And actually I pray twice in the mornings. So I wake up and I let the dogs out, and then I pray and I read the word. And generally my prayer before that is, you know, guide me through this. I'm an idiot. This is you talking directly to me. You know, if I need to pick something out, you know, help me pick it out. Guide me through reading this. So I can learn. And then my prayer after that is to really set up my day. What I do want to ask you, and I don't necessarily know if it's important. I think it's important for me, but, and I don't know how you feel about it, but do you get on your knees to pray? So like not throughout my day, obviously, right? Like
Right.
I'm not gonna just like skirt out on the sidewalk and get on my knees. But definitely in the mornings and definitely at night, I if I'm, you know, my daily, you know, kind of my daily two prayers, right, where I'm
Yeah.
consistently in the morning and at night, I always get on my knees to pray those prayers.
So now that I'm in like my own room in a house, I want to start doing it, especially like in the morning. But no, like at night, like a big thing for me is I just always make sure like my hands are clasped, like I don't care. But no, I'd say like in the morning, I'll just like be sitting on the side of my bed, before I get up and out. But like at night, a lot of times, like I'm like laid out, like head on the pillow, because I don't know, and I like could be like completely wrong with this, but it's just like I feel like if your heart's behind it and in a good place, like I haven't put too much thought into like being in the like the correct body positioning for that. And that could just like be me being ignorant, but
No, I don't think it is. I truly, I'm curious, because I don't necessarily think there's a right way to do it. I
yeah, I
mean,
mean I do
and
like
you
I
might
feel like
talk to You might talk to some people and they might tell you that there is a right way to do it, but I think you're spot on with, as long as you're coming to it with your heart in the right place.
Yeah.
It at least for me, I don't know. I think it, I guess, like, right, like the idea behind it would be to be in, a subservient position,
Yeah.
when you're coming to them, but I don't. I think it's different for everybody. I think, it's praying's not a one size fit all, right? I think that's why we're given a template, not a pray
Yeah.
this exact prayer every single time, and that's it.
Yeah, man.
I was more so curious, straight up. But I think you're spot on, as long as you're coming to it with your heart in the right place.
Yeah. So what are some you got like any ways that you like make sure you stay consistent in your prayer like throughout a week when it gets busy? 'Cause I need them. I'm terrible. You know? With it. I get the nightly
So
prayer in every night, but
the nightly prayer is the easiest one,
yeah, for sure.
at least in my experience, right?
Yeah.
You got to go to bed so you can do
Yeah.
it. The morning prayer is the one that I'll skip. And I like, if I'm going to skip, right? If I'm going to skip, it's going to be the morning prayer because,
Yeah.
the dog will do something stupid, or I'll be running late getting out the door. I didn't make my lunch the night before. Like, something will happen and it'll mess me up in my, morning routine. And that'll definitely, like, I tend to notice it throughout the day. Like, I'll like realize, I'd be like, I didn't pray this morning. I'll be
Yeah.
like, that's why I've been so short tempered. And now, like, is that why I've been so short tempered? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know,
But
dude. I really feel like if you get into the word and into the spirit in the morning, it really does set you up.
no, I think, yeah, and I mean, I think you're right there, and I think
But
there is worth in that. As far as like a habit, I mean, I'm not the best at setting up habits. At least for me, I kind of just gotta f not so much force myself, but force myself. Like, at least, so I read this book, Atomic Habits, and kind of the best way that I found to.
that
Okay, so the best way I have found to do it is to stack habits. So I don't forget my prayer in the morning. I do it immediately after I do something else. And
okay.
that thing for me is get dressed. As soon as I'm dressed, I pray.
Okay.
It's bang bang. So I stack it, and that way it doesn't get left out. It's there.
I like that actually.
Now, forming that habit, can sometimes be difficult. David Goggins helps me out with forming habits
There you
because I
go.
just like yell at myself in my head, and call
Yeah.
myself every terrible name under the book in like David Goggins' voice, like yelling at me. And I'm like, all right, I got it. I got it. I'm gonna get it.
That's good.
But I,
Yeah, listen, I'll send you this. There's an Apple Music like song of Git Goggins just yelling at you. I'll have to send it to you. It's
That's
hysterical. It's like
great.
called from it's like called From Driven to Obsessed or something like that. And it's just like 4.5 minutes of Goggins going crazy.
I'm gonna have to listen to that. That's great.
It's pretty funny. But
That's
yeah.
great.
No, that's a good idea. 'Cause like especially for me, like I guess like especially in the morning, like I miss the morning prayer a lot, like a lot. And it's 'cause like yeah, like I'm a terrible morning person and like right now like my life like I have to be on the line fully dressed and ready to practice at 6 in the morning. So, I'm rolling out of bed with the roosters like struggling to get there on time.
Right.
But I think like building that into my morning routine would be very beneficial. If it was like, yeah, like just like you said, like, okay, like before you brush your teeth, pray. 'Cause like you can't pray with stinky breath or something like that. You know what I mean? Like
Right, yeah.
whatever reason. But
So
yeah.
something to make it click.
Yeah. And I'm going to start that tomorrow.
There we
So
go.
let's see. Something I also read, and it's not even just for this, but well, it came from that book actually. But like with like the habit forming, is like being like once a week, just like make like written somewhere. Like I don't like if you journal or whatever, like a written accountability of how many times. Like if you say like I want to pray in the morning, in the night, every day of the week, that's 14 prayers. So. at the end of the week, you're like, did I hit my quota? And if
Oh,
not,
yeah.
like, when did I do it? Because, like, each day, two for two, two for two. And then at the end of the 7 days, you'd add it up. And so then, like, just like at the end of the week, like, having that accountability, I think, would be. I don't do this for the prayer, which maybe I should, because I do it for a bunch of other stuff in my life. But for me, there's like nothing worse than like going to like at the end of the week and you add it up and it's like, oh, like I was supposed to hit this extra workout, once a day, and I hit it like 4 days out of the week. Like,
Right, yeah.
or even at like the end of the night, like with prayer, this is really helpful because, you get to the end of the day and you're like, oh, well, where did I go wrong? Because I didn't get my morning prayer in or something like that. But
Yeah.
I
And
don't know,
I,
just spitballing.
yeah, I mean, and to your point too, right? Like, if you are somebody that is looking to make prayer a daily part of your life, you know, it's more than a habit, right? Like, you know, when you're on your knees praying, like it's not just you're doing it out of habit, but you work it into your routine like it is a habit. And if you know you have something that's worked for you in the past, do the same thing.
And so I know, because we talked about this in a small group. I don't remember when, at some point this year. And it was kind of like it was talking we were talking about prayer, and it was like if you start like saying like the same things like over and over a day, or like you some days you pray for 5 minutes, some days you pray for 30 seconds, or whatever, it's like, or like you miss a prayer, because I feel like sometimes like when I miss a prayer or like I just really don't feel like I was really all in with my like with my prayers for a day, I get real negative where I'm like, you want to like be a good Christian and all this and like be more Christ-like, and you can't even pray. Like, that seems like the basic foundation. But I would just like, because this is what my youth group leader said, I would just like to remind everybody that, like, yes, as simple as it seems to pray and not let it slip your mind, or to be present when you pray and everything like that, like, prayer is once again like something that gets interrupted by like the worldly thoughts and desires that the Satan uses to distract us from God. Like, this is part of spiritual warfare, and you're gonna lose the battle sometimes, and God
Facts.
knows that. And yes, like, there might be some days where you're not engaged at all and you're just like throwing up, like the Lord's Prayer, and like doesn't feel like there's much meaning or heart behind it. Or you might only read your Bible for 3 minutes, glance like one passage instead of doing like an hour or whatever. But making the effort and trying to be consistent in the effort, and at least putting something out there. Like, God, He knows what's in your heart. He knows that you're trying to fight that battle. And so there should be no guilt behind that, or
Don't
shame.
ever, I mean, don't, yeah, because all of that is exactly what you said. It's what the enemy uses to discourage you and to draw
Or to
you
drive
away,
you to
right?
pray.
Like,
Right
man, I'm
there, yeah.
such a piece of crap. I ain't prayed in 2 days, and then you don't pray again
Yeah.
because you feel like a piece of crap. And
Exactly.
that's what the enemy wants right there. Draw you away. No, that's when you pray. And to your point exactly, if there are days when I am beat, there are mornings where I am tired, that's when I break out the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, me too.
Like word for word,
I hit it last night. I was
I
exhausted.
will just pray the Lord's Prayer. And at that point, right, I'm just kind of saying, God, you already know. Like, you know what's in my heart, you know what's on my mind. This is
Well,
me
it's funny because,
acknowledging that.
like, I'll find, like, even when, like, I'm just, like, forcing out the Lord's Prayer, there's, like, those background thoughts in your head, like, as you're, like, verbalizing. And I'm like, well, I know He knows like what's going on in there, like, let's not play dumb and act like God doesn't know what's going on in our heads. So it's like I'm having like two conversations, I might just be crazy, because that sounded really crazy coming out of my mouth. But yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, you're gonna miss days, you're not gonna have your heart in it. I'll even say that sometimes, like, if I'm praying and I'm like, hey, Lord, I know we can both tell that there's not much like enthusiasm coming behind this right now. But my cross was heavy today, and I'm just trying to trying to get with you. And I'm sorry that there's not much maybe behind these words right now.
Yeah, but he knows that. He knows it
Exactly.
because he knows what's in your heart.
He's up there
He knows what's
going,
on your mind.
he's up there, you're going like my child's had a long, hard day and like is still, trying to have a talk with, with his father before he goes to sleep.
Yep.
No judgment there. He's not like this guy doesn't want to talk to me, just
Yeah.
scratch his name off the
This
list, something
guy.
like that, but
No.
but
No,
yeah.
not at all. And yeah, to your point too, like as far as like what we're praying, I don't necessarily think there's, I mean, I guess there's some things that you probably shouldn't pray for. You know, you probably shouldn't get on your knees and be like, God, I need to hit the lottery tomorrow. If I don't hit the lottery tomorrow, I'm gonna be pissed at you, right? Like, you probably shouldn't pray that because you're not gonna win the lottery and you might get
Praying,
smited. You
don't
don't
pray
know.
for ill will on anyone else. That's frowned upon.
Right, but I think he's a relatively open book, and I think at least for me, everything that I can think of that I've prayed where I ask a question, where I ask a legitimate question, where it's truly coming from my heart, right? Like, you know, I'm not asking some dumb question, you know, like,
Burning
are
dumb
you know,
questions.
are the Guardians gonna win tomorrow? Yeah, nothing stupid like that, right? But like, when I'm really asking a question with my heart, it gets answered. I can't think of a time where it hasn't gotten answered, and it doesn't necessarily, right? It's not like a voice from the clouds comes down and
That's
hollers
awesome.
at me. Yeah, right. Like, it's not like that. But and
Oh,
it's not
you
even necessarily
are.
the next day.
Right.
But it gets answered in some way, shape, or form, and it like is abundantly, like, it hits me in that moment, and I'm like, oh, thank you. That's,
Yeah.
you know, and it's like, and it's a moment where, like, you know, I feel like I get emotional, and you know, it is something to know that the Creator will actually listens to your prayer and will respond to it. That's something that at least for me is still almost dumbfounding, that the Creator of everything, right, takes the time to not only to listen to what I have to say, when Lord knows I'm asking all the wrong questions. You know, like, he probably just wants to say, would you just have some faith? Would you just have some faith and let me work it out?
100%.
But you know, it's still good to pray those things because, you know, he answers, and you form that relationship. I think that's really where the relationship with Jesus Christ comes from. It is from the prayer, because you get, you know, it's intimate. You know, you can talk about anything and everything that's on your mind, and you'll kind of realize that as you start to pray, right? Like, if you truly open your heart in prayer, you start to pray about things where, like, you maybe have not even really opened that Pandora's box to yourself,
Yeah.
but you start opening that up, and I think that truly is where that, you know, really father-son relationship starts with the Lord.
I agree. 100%, man.
All right. So I just have one tidbit,
Here we go.
maybe to end us out on. I got a statistic for us.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't know if this stat is in the United States or world. I assume the United States. And I didn't do very thorough research on these statistics, but I did see this in a couple different spots. Not just Christian sources, but like other sources. I saw it in Forbes too. So, you know, take with this what you will. But statistics, about roughly 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Nice.
Right. I will highlight that with, that's all marriages. First marriages, that number is less, because like, if you divorce and then you remarry, you're like way more likely to divorce again.
Right.
But so roughly 50%. Then the next stat is 26% of couples who go to church together end in divorce. That's not also a favorable stat. But one in 1,500 marriages where the couples pray together end in divorce.
There you
So
go.
that's, I mean, one, okay, power of prayer. Two, that don't, I mean, if that don't tell you that you're praying to the right God, I don't know what does.
Yeah. No,
You
that's
know,
real.
that's a real stat right there.
That's not a lot, dude. That's you, there's not that much coincidence in the world. That's
Man, I'll tell you what, you know,
but
that's tough to make
I
that
know.
up on the fly.
Million percent, I agree. But yeah, I mean, we can do a whole episode on building your relationship through God and what that can do for you. But we need to have someone come in and do that, because I'm dang sure not qualified to speak on that. But
I am trying to be more qualified, but
yeah.
I ain't the best. But
But yeah, no, definitely the power of prayer, man. But
power of prayer, for sure.
I mean, how can it not be? You're praying to the Almighty.
Yes, sir. That's how it is.
Hell yeah.
Right. You want to wrap us up?
Yeah, man. So yeah, I really hope you guys got something out of this. Shout out Kearney again for a great topic. If you guys got anything, let the leave it in the comment, DM us on Instagram, whatever. But yeah, so a good prayer to fall back on is the Lord's Prayer, and it's mapped out. Jesus, pretty much maps it out for us. This is how you do it. But yeah, pray in the morning, pray at night, pray whenever you're feeling anxious or happy about something, whatever. Just pray. If you got a wound in your heart, prayer can heal it.
Yes,
So
sir. Well said.
but yeah, thank you guys again for listening. Like and subscribe, share it with people, keeps building this community. The viewers go up every week, so something's got to be going right. But
Yes, sir.
praise God for that. And Shane, thank you again,
Yep.
man.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thanks for tuning in, and God bless.
Yeah, God bless.